Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Una, good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Oh, Una, you're giggling away, and rightly so, and so am I, because the other day, picture this, we're on the show, and I asked Jimmy, the drummer and producer of Picture This, did he wash his legs in the shower? Now, what happened when I asked him that question?
Because when you asked him the question, he was very much like, of course I washed my legs in the shower. And then I think you elaborated, and then he kind of copped on and was like, oh no, I don't wash my legs in the shower.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You can see the terror dawning on his face, and he went, oh no, I'm like Dave, I thought I did, but I didn't. So then what happened?
We just found it very funny. Like, me and my sister Lorraine always listen to your show every morning.
A big hi to Lorraine as well, so.
Yeah, big hello to Lorraine as always. So I basically had texted her in my family WhatsApp group about that to see did she listen to it, and it was very funny. So we were obviously talking about the whole washing your legs in the shower, and then our mother popped into the group.
Let's stop this conversation now, because you're kind enough to send on the voice note that Una's mother sent into the family WhatsApp group. Ladies and gentlemen, have a listen to this.
You know, girls, I'm 67 and I realise I never wash my legs. I never use a face cloth or soap on my legs. So my legs are really dirty. 67 years of dirt, 66 years of dirt.
So your 67-year-old mother is like me and she's never washed her legs.
Never. It is the first time we found out.
Yes. And what is her name? We must make her famous.
She is Rosie McCarney.
Rosie McCarney, 67 years old, has never washed her legs. I couldn't be happier to welcome Rosie into the family of non-leg washers in the world.
She's going to kill me. She's literally going to kill me.
Like you said, you sent the message in thinking we were going to slag off Rosie, but you're the one on the radio now talking about it.
Yes, exactly. How does it happen? I do not know.
Because we're very persuasive and we love to get our listeners on the show. But listen, Una, that has honestly made my morning. I'm already kicking the show off. So thank you very much for that. And a big hi to Rosie. Tell her she's an absolute legend.
Bye,
Dave. Bye. There's Una O'Rahilly there and her mum, Rosie, 67 and has never washed her legs. But we were talking this morning then about things that we've never done. And Emer admitted something, which I've known you for 7 years?
7 or 8 years.
And you stopped me in my tracks with this one. I did not know this about you. Look, you know, you're vegan. You're very particular about how you eat, when you eat, what you eat. I respect that completely. I'm the same. I'm just not the same as in I don't treat my body as a temple that you do, but I'm very particular.
You like what you like.
Yeah, I like what I like, but you tell me something you've never done that I actually find it hard to believe. So before I get to Emer's story, is there something you've never done and you're whatever age you are now, and it's pretty run-of-the-mill and normal, let me know on 087-4100-102. So Una's mom has never washed her legs. She's 67. Emer, if I may reveal to the nation, I'm sure we've done it before, you're 33 years old.
33, yeah.
And you have never...
never eaten a banana, Dave. Not once in my life have I ever had a banana. And I'm fine with that.
How? Why? Like, there are so many questions. Why have you never eaten a banana?
Because I don't like them, because they're gross.
But you don't know because you have never had one.
No, but they're disgusting. Have you seen the skin? The skin.
But you don't eat the skin.
I know, but it's flopping around and you're trying to eat
it. But you eat a mandarin every day.
Yeah, but that skin's not floppy and weird. And then, firstly the smell. Ugh. And then the skin is disgusting.
Right.
And then you get inside the skin and then it's mushy, gicky banana on the inside. And then it's like, some people prefer the brown ones. I don't want to eat anything that's I like aubergine and that goes slightly brown and even I struggle with that.
You see, the thing about
bananas...
But
this is like, it's so much better when it's brown. No, it's gone off.
But what about a banana sandwich? Never had a banana sandwich.
No.
You see, because if your banana is relatively ripe, I don't mean so like unripe that it's green and hard. I'll agree with you, they're not great. But if it's perfect, you can slice it and put it in a banana sandwich. If it is slightly brown, you can mash it in a plate. You can create a mush, like a baby food, put that in your sandwich, and now all of a sudden it's a dessert.
Yeah, very important line in that sentence. Like a baby food. I shouldn't have to, if I want to mash something and put it on, it needs to be, I don't know, crisps or chips. And that's the only thing I'm mashing is potato based.
Okay, I want name, age, what you've never done. Also, feel free to judge Emer about her lack of ever consuming a banana. What do you do? Carl eats a banana every day. Are you okay with this?
I struggle with this.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel really bad because this morning when I mentioned it, Carl went, what about my bananas that I have? When they're in the skin, it's fine. But people having a conversation with you while nomming on a banana, no, no. Wow. What are you doing?
Okay, name, age, what have you never done? Mary in Arklow has never been in a car wash.
I don't blame her. She's 35. She's terrifying.
You're a car wash person as well.
I wouldn't care for
a car
wash.
Oh my God, imagine, like, you know the way I don't like roller coasters? Imagine making Emer eat a banana in a car wash.
This is cruelty.
It would be cruelty.
Hey, no.
Sinead says, yes, Emer, bananas are disgusting. My kids love them and I have to try not to puke when I peel them.
Oh, so sorry.
Niamh wants to know, how did Emer get through COVID without banana bread?
Did other things. Anything else?
Suzanne in Dublin 13 says, don't do it, Emer. Bananas are vile. I wouldn't even eat a banana flavour. Chew it.
Yeah, when I was a kid, actually. What's it? Is amoxicillin the medicine you get when you're a kid? So there was two flavours, and it was strawberry and banana. And I was always sick as a kid. I was a chest infection. It's maybe because I didn't eat bananas. And my doctor used to go in and be like, she's on. And I'm like, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare, Swain. I know exactly your game. No banana here.
No banana
strawberry
flavors.
All the
no
way. Thank
flavors.
You.
Right, 0874-100-102. You are a certain age and you have never what? John and Kilkenny, I am 27 years old and I have never changed a light bulb. John, I mean, it's nothing to be proud of, I don't think. Anne Egan, though, is on the phone now. Hiya, Anne.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Very good.
How's the 1st of May treating you, all right?
Very good so far.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Tell me this. What have you never done? And if you don't, you don't have to say your age. You can just say I'm an adult or whatever. But if you want to, you can feel free to say your age. And you've never done what?
Well, I'm an adult and I have never, ever watched anything on Netflix.
Do you even have a subscription, no?
My whole family watches.
All right.
But I've just never gotten to it. And it makes me pretty weird with conversations. I mean, friends, everybody watches it and everybody talks about it.
It's such a kind of, it's so everywhere, isn't it? It's just one of those things that's like, oh, it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. I watch it on Netflix. Yeah.
And it's brilliant. I mean, I can see how it's really good. I've just never gotten around to it.
And are you much of a TV watcher? Are you terrestrial TV or do you just not watch much at all?
I don't watch much of sport and news.
Right. Okay.
But there's still, I mean, friends have shown me one or two episodes of things.
Sure. But you've never sat down, got the remote, chosen Netflix and got in?
Yeah, I have my little special section for myself on Netflix. It's just never been used.
You have your own like profile and everything. And do you think at any point you might? I mean, it's not like Emer's stance on bananas is quite, you know, vociferous, and she's just, it's not going to happen because she finds them so disgusting. You just haven't really had a reason or gotten around to it.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Someday, and I even have a list of things that people have recommended, but just never got there.
Okay. Well, it just goes to show you must have a very active and interesting life, Anne, that you haven't got time to be sitting around watching Netflix. Fair play to you.
Yeah, maybe I'm just incredibly lazy.
I don't know. No, I think we'll go with the first one. Come here. Thanks a million for sharing that. Talk to you later.
All right,
Jason. Bye, Anne. See ya.
Bye.
Someone is remaining anonymous. They've asked us not to reveal their name, and I can understand why when you hear this.
I've never had a cup of tea in my life. I'm 39 years old and I've never had a cup of tea.
So you see, as an Irish person, that is a difficult thing to admit. However, myself and Lindsay are the same, although we're different ages. Lindsay says, Dave, I'm 38 years old. I've never had a coffee in my life. I am older than you, Lindsay, and I've never had a coffee in my life once. I was once served up a latte. I did take a little, and when I say little sip, I mean a little mini sip of it. And I just thought, why is this liquid so angry? And then I just poured it down. Well, I didn't pour it down the sink because it was in a coffee shop. I just gave it back to them and left. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm missing out, Lindsay, although I do drink copious amounts of tea to make up inside those giant, what do they call it, Sports Direct mugs. So maybe I'm making up for it that way. But yeah, I'm with you, Lindsay. I've never had a cup of coffee.
Hi, Dave. I'm 41, and up until a few weeks ago, I'd never put air in my tires. And I'm married with kids, but I still had to ring my dad to ask him how to do it.
Well, Emer admitted that she's never eaten a banana, but Emer, it's also the case that you've never driven a car, is that, or is it that you just don't drive, you have driven a car? Have you had a practice? Have you had a lesson?
No. I did my theory test and I lost my provisional, and that was several years ago, so no, I haven't driven a car.
You've never driven a car?
No.
Okay, let's just find more things out about Emer.
I've turn the ignition on and go, ooh, power, and then turn the ignition off.
That's not quite the same as driving.
Not that same as driving?
No, not really. Oh. Noel's been in touch.
Hi, Dave. Noel here, 38, and I've never had a cold or a flu.
What?
I don't know why. Just haven't had one.
That's phenomenal. Wow. Like, we need to find it. We need to. Noel, sorry to turn you into a science experiment, but you need to go to some kind of lab and be tested, and then we all need Noel genes.
How much vitamin C is he consuming?
What's your secret? So many more messages coming in on 087-4100-102. Martine's been on.
Dave, I use my ripe bananas to make banana bread, which my kids love. And yeah, love a banana sandwich. Gorgeous.
Yeah, because you're smart and normal like me and not a weirdo like our Emer over there. Grania is 33. She's never watched any Star Wars movies. Don't even know what the story's about. But Grania, then you have the opportunity, because not only have you not watched it, but you also don't know anything about it. So there's no spoilers. You're going to enjoy every bit of it. Now, you do realise, Ron, you have to watch them 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I was going to ask, isn't there a weird order? Because I've seen Return of the Jedi, but no other one. So is there,
isn't
there a weird order?
So you saw the spoiler and then didn't watch anything else?
I got taken to see it when I was a kid. I was like, I have no idea. I have no skin in this game. I'm here, whatever.
4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 is the order to watch the first six.
No sense.
Well, it does if you think that Yoda did the ordering. That's the joke. Yoda,
is it?
No, well, the joke, because Yoda out of turn speaks. So 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 would be how he can. It's a terrible joke. Maggie says, I'm nearly 40, Dave. I've been a guard for 18 years and I've never been to Coppers.
What? Sacrilege.
Maggie, sort that one out. Dave, we were all triggered in work recently. One of our colleagues told us they had never posted a letter ever, says John O'Grady. I think there's a generation of people, younger people, who would have never posted a letter or anything. I think that's understandable.
It's not understandable. You should still know how. I have encountered people in the past who didn't know how to address an envelope.
That even learned that. Surely you still learn that. Do you learn that at school anymore? Maybe you don't.
But perhaps not.
Yeah.
But you still need it. Like, we do an awful lot of posting in here.
We do. And here we do because we're sending out things. But I suppose if you're in your early 20s and your job doesn't involve posting things to people, would you really ever post anything?
But also, I did hear a survey today that said that 1 in 4 people aged 18 to 34 have never answered their mobile phone.
Yes, I would well believe it.
Like, I don't know what the ringtone is on my phone, but I'll answer it.
Oh, yeah, I will answer it, yeah. But no, the only time I have a ringtone is when I'm in the car and it rings some tone on the car.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay, fair.
Yeah, yeah. Emma's been in.
Hi, Dave. I am 40 years old and I've never had a McDonald's.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.